Becoming your best. Have you ever had a parent or a teacher warn you to choose your friends wisely because you'll become like those you surround yourself with? Now that you're grown, it might even be something you've said yourself. But is it advice you live by? Whom you associate with and seek counsel from for your life matters. If you want to become your best self and give your spouse the best of you, then you'll be wise to follow these three steps to self-improvement that the psalmist lays out in chapter 1. Step number 1 is that if you want to live a blessed life, you'll pay attention to whom you're hanging around. Righteous living involves not hanging around sinners or scoffers, otherwise known as those who aren't following Jesus or those who are fools. This doesn't mean not associating with non-believers, but they should not be your closest friends or the people whom you seek counsel. Step number 2 is to focus on your thoughts. Delight yourself in the Word of God and meditate on it day and night. Keep your mind focused on all that is true, noble, and just. An unbridled focus can quickly deter your steps away from righteous living. Step 3 is to be consistent and patient. The psalmist says if you want to produce fruit and not wither, you must be like a tree planted by the water. Remain steadfast and well-watered by the word, or you will be subject to blowing away like chaff. Ultimately, the best marriages have two individuals in pursuit of righteous living. The more you pay attention to whom you surround yourself with, whom you seek counsel from, what you're focusing on, and the time you spend with the Lord, the better your life and marriage will be. Take action. Is there anyone in your life that your spouse has said that they don't like you hanging around? You may want to consider listening to them because they might be seeing something you're missing. Is there a friend or someone you associate with that causes you to stumble, leads you into temptation, or makes you feel like you must become someone else in their presence? These are all red flags that it might be time to switch up your friend group. Think about your friend group and the things that they cause you to think about and how much they encourage or discourage your walk with the Lord, and then make necessary changes.